is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Any moment now. Revelation 22, verse 7. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. I'm an early morning person. I get up early. I get out early. I like to get things done before everybody else gets out and about. There's also a friend that I have come in contact with over the years. He and his wife used to meet my wife and I as we would go for coffee. And both of our wives have slipped into eternity to be with the Lord. And just he and I, Rick and I, are left. And every time we meet, one of us will say the words, "We're still here, but he's coming soon." We could almost use the words of today's daily devotional that I have chosen, any moment now. And it could be any moment now. It could be before I finish making the comments about today's message. We need to live in anticipation that what we do for the Lord has to be done immediately. We can't put it off. The ones that we have given ourselves to share our faith with, we must do that while there's still time. I love to share the Word of God. I do it in many different ways. One of the ways is through the daily devotional that has gone out to thousands of people over the years. It's not my responsibility. You know, from the very beginning, one of the things that I have prayed on a daily basis is that if only one person is touched by the words that I send, it's worth it. I want to be faithful to the Lord, not to count heads, not to count those people that tune in and listen to the Word of God. My responsibility is being faithful to the Lord, not trying to count heads. I have recalled hearing pastors brag about how many people they had in church or Sunday school across the years, and it grieves me because they are so concerned about counting heads that they fail to count hearts that have been changed by words that they themselves have spoken. Are we counting heads, or are we living for the Lord and letting Him be the one to reap the reward? He's coming soon, and He wants us to obey the words that He has given to us. I love the book of Revelation. It is a book of encouragement, even in the devastation that it reveals for those that have failed to receive Christ. There's wonderful assurance that those of us who know the Lord never have to go through that time of suffering written in the book of Revelation. We have been given the wonderful, precious promise. God has a place for us, and that place is beyond anything that we can even imagine. What a day it will be, and it could happen any moment now. Heavenly Father, as we look forward to that day when we will be with you and our loved ones forever and ever, what a precious day it will be. But we have work to do for you here on earth, and I pray that we might be faithful to that work while we're still here, that we might be able to touch one person or a dozen person or hundreds of persons or thousands of persons. It really doesn't matter. It's the important thing is that we do what you call us to do, that we're faithful to the work that you have placed at our disposal. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in your sight, our precious Lord. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.